Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking Shabbos 1:30, talking about commandments and the energy related to the commandment. It was taught in a Brice. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, any commandment that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves with joy, such as Bris Milah, and as it is written, I rejoice over your word, like one who finds abundant spoils, they still perform with joy, such as with a festive meal. Any commandment the Jewish people accepted upon themselves contentiously, such as the prohibition against forbidden unions, as is written, and Moshe heard the people weeping by their families, which we expound to mean they wept over their family affairs, they still observe contentiously, for there's no marriage contract concerning which the parties do not quarrel. Another brisa points out, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, any commandment for which the Jewish people gave themselves over to death at a time of a government edict directed at that commandment, such as an edict to perform idolatry or refrain from circumcision, is still held firmly in their hands. And any commandment for which the Jewish people did not give themselves over to death at the time of a government edict, directed at the commandment, such as the wearing of tefillin, is still held weakly in their hands. So talking about the idea of commandments, talking about the idea of joy and keeping it for the generations, the energy we put into commandments, we should realize Hashem gave us a life. Hashem gave us mitzvahs. Hashem gave us the ability to be involved in so many different aspects of the world through the use of chesed and mitzvahs, that we should use the proper energy in the mitzvahs. And whatever energy we use throughout the generations is the same energy that's going to be with us throughout the generations. Shabbos, they say the phrase, more than the Jews kept Shabbos, the Shabbos kept the Jews. What does that phrase mean to me? It means, when you hold something so near and dear, you put so much energy into it, you put so much thought into it, and so much self-sacrifice and mesiras nefesh into it, it will hold you. By sacrificing so much throughout the generations for Shabbos, the Jews were held be distinct and help different and help maintain their ideals and their Judaism. Whatever you're willing to fight for, whatever you're willing to sacrifice for, that is something that is a true ideal, something that is truly held close and near and close to your heart. You know, throughout the generations, throughout the history, when we were persecuted, it really didn't matter what type of a Jew we were, especially during World War II. It didn't matter if you were an observant or a super not observant or a Haredi or Chiloni or whatever type of term you wanted to use and bring it back to that times. They wanted to eradicate all of us, because no matter what, the idea of the moral conscience, the moral compass, and the circumcision of the heart and of the flesh is what really sets us apart. Our ideals, our mitzvahs, and our Torah that Hashem gave us is what brings us apart. If we realize that we could bring the energy, the joy to our mitzvahs, our commandments, and we can infuse our lives, infuse ourselves with happiness and joy to do mitzvahs, our lives will be all the more better, and we'll be able to take that joy, take that energy, and take it with us wherever we go. If you have a fusion and a foundation for chesed, then anytime chesed comes up, you'll gladly run to do it and take hold of it as fast as possible. If you've done chesed in the past and you're happy about doing it, you'll feel happy to continue doing it. So bring that joy, bring that energy with you. They say make it, fake it till you make it. So if you're not happy to do something, but you put a smile on and you become happy, you take the outward and you bring it inwards, that'll allow you to bring that joy, bring that energy with you. Just as the Gemara talks about the past, whatever the Jewish people did with joy, continue to do with joy now. Whatever they didn't have joy, they don't have joy now. That which was with us in the past will stay with us in the future. Take that energy, take that joy, infuse it in all aspects of our Judaic life, including Shabbos and Yom Tov and all the mitzvahs we do every day, and our whole life, our whole existence, our whole world can feel more joyful, more full of energy everywhere, especially throughout our days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 1:31 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.